suffering. How can we suffer well? This is a question that I have been pondering as I've been dissecting the nature of suffering and pain. This might sound a little dark, but I think that to exist inherently means to suffer to some degree. And I think all of us suffer in different ways and for different things. Suffering is an important part of living. It is an inherent part of existence. Kind of everything that makes us human has the ability to also make us suffer. This question came up in my mind, like, if suffering is an inevitable part of the journey of life, how can we suffer well? How can we suffer in a way that doesn't leave us completely depleted or demoralized? How can we suffer in a way that actually ends up healing us, and perhaps even teaching us something? I used to say that pain was an inevitable part of life. Pain is something you shouldn't run away from necessarily, because pain, again, is just, it's just one of those things everyone has to go through for different reasons. Suffering, though, I think suffering, on the other hand, is kind of up to us. Pain can come at us at any point in time, whereas suffering is the byproduct of our pain, the byproduct of the thing that triggered us. I think suffering is something that we kind of determine the depth of. We can determine how long we suffer, how much we suffer, how we want to suffer over the pain in our lives. I think there is a level of agency when it comes to deciding how it is we want to suffer and what we choose to suffer for. Pain, inevitable. Suffering, somewhat optional maybe, dependent upon how capable we are at handling the pain. Suffering well seems like a very strange way to put it, I know. Why would we want to suffer at all? But I think that in life, in order to really appreciate the goodness of our lives, the universe has created this emotion of suffering to sort of be a dichotomy to that, so we can recognize the goodness within us, the goodness in our lives, the happiness within us. There was this really profound teaching that I learned a couple of years ago, that you only know what happiness is because there is sadness to juxtapose it. This nature of duality is super important when it comes to understanding our emotions, you know? If we were happy all of the time, we would kind of have the absence of that sadness that is so necessary for our lives. And the same goes for sadness. If we were sad all the time, the absence of that happiness would also leave us feeling depleted and super empty. And so I think you kind of have to have all emotions in life to live a fulfilling life. It's not comfortable, it's not easy, but it's necessary. And I think it's part of the human journey. I think it's part of the completion and the well-roundedness of human existence to feel everything. Like, I think emotions are so complicated, but that's kind of the point. You know, emotions are meant to move through you. They're in motion, right? They're supposed to ebb and flow. It would be absurd to just want one feeling all of the time, which is why I'm totally against the idea that, like, I need to be happy at all times. I gave up the idea of happiness a long time ago. I am no longer chasing happiness. I think sadness is one extreme and happiness is just another extreme. It would be kind of exhausting to be happy all of the time for every single thing in my life and to show up that way in every moment. Happiness to that end would be just a lot, and it would have to require me being on all the time. I don't want to be sad either, though. I think sadness is another end of that extreme, where it's like, you know, you also don't want to feel completely empty or drained or, you know, dissociated with your life. Instead of kind of teetering between two extremes, I've made up my mind that I'm not chasing happiness, I'm not chasing sadness. Rather, I'm chasing peace. I'm chasing a sense of being content and balanced and in alignment, whether that be in alignment with my happiness, in alignment with my sadness. Alignment has kind of been the foundational piece for a lot of the emotions that I've been experiencing recently. So I no longer chase one thing or the other. I think chasing emotion is fleeting. Chasing a state of constant joy and happiness, it's just not realistic. As much as all of us want to be happy, we really need to ask ourselves, what is happiness, right? Happiness is kind of contingent upon our own preconceptions of what we want, of what we desire, of what we think or assume will make us feel whole inside, what will complete us inside. But the truth is that what might make us happy today might not make us happy tomorrow. So just as fleeting as sadness is and suffering is, happiness is the same for me. Happiness is not something I strive for, it's just the byproduct of me living in alignment with my life. And so yeah, I think suffering well in those moments of pain is extremely integral and important in our journeys as human beings. Suffering is not an emotion I run away from anymore. It's not something I am scared of anymore. If anything, I run towards pain and I run towards suffering. A long time ago, I wrote a poem about suffering, and my favorite line that, like, it just still rings in my head is that pain is an unloved child scorned by those too afraid to face it. I think a lot of us, you know, we tend to want to numb and run away from the things that hurt us. Again, I found that running away just prolongs it. Running away just makes it even stronger. It makes it take up more space. And so this past year, I've just been running towards the things that hurt me. I've been opening myself up unapologetically to the pain and to the suffering as a result. And I've allowed it to kind of take over my being so that I could fully feel it and fully express it without judgment and without constantly trying to hide it. Pain is an unloved child. Pain is important. It's what teaches us how to be human. I think pain is such a vulnerable and raw and real emotion that for some reason we're just so uncomfortable with, but it's so important. Pain is the seed to so much of what we accomplish, of what we become, of what we dream about. I think pain is a teacher. It's so profound when you really look pain in the eyes and you see it for what it is instead of running away from it. So yeah, this year I've just radically accepted pain into my life and I've put it at the forefront of my being instead of kind of, you know, neglecting it and ignoring it. I've chosen to consciously make pain at the forefront of just my being at this point in time. And it's extremely uncomfortable to be suffering and to be in pain. It's not an emotion that we want to feel. Again, like, I think chasing happiness in a way is devoid of all the other necessary feelings of life. You know, you need sadness, you need anger, you need jealousy, you just need it all. You need a range of emotions to live a fulfilling life. I think for the longest time, I had been stuffing my pain away, waiting for the right moment to face it, waiting for the right moment to deal with it. But the truth is, there's no right moment for anything. My pain just took over this year, and it just demanded my attention. Like, I didn't even ask for it to be this much of a presence in my life, but it just demanded it. And I think that's what ends up happening when you don't really take the time to process what causes you pain. At some point, it's going to come up. And at that point, you're gonna have to kind of forcefully face it. As I've been managing pain and as I've been managing the complicated emotions that come with it, I've just kind of asked myself, like, how can I, going through this process, going through this really extremely excruciating process of dissecting what's bothering me and kind of dissecting and going into the darkness of my soul, like, how can I suffer well? How can I suffer in a way that is for my highest good? And that's kind of to say that, like, again, I'm not running away from suffering. I'm actually inviting it closer. And so kind of asking myself, like, how can I suffer in a way that teaches me and that heals me and that allows me to evolve as a more fully formed person in alignment with the suffering that I'm feeling. I want to suffer. That's like a radical statement, but I am not scared of my pain anymore. I am not scared of the potential for pain and suffering anymore. Rather, I am just focused on how I can suffer in a way that will be for my highest good. Suffering in a way that will actually bring meaning to my life and make my life feel more complete. Suffering properly, suffering freely, suffering without judgment, suffering with compassion. I think the whole purpose of suffering well is to allow the suffering into your life and to give yourself space to coexist with it, to give yourself the time to actually absorb and feel it instead of always running away from it. I think that is what it means to suffer well, to suffer in a way where you actually learn something from the suffering instead of always running away from it or numbing it. It's really vulnerable. Like, you have to be very vulnerable and understanding of yourself to allow your pain to take center stage. And there have been moments this past year where I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know if I'm going to get out of this. But instead of focusing so deeply on the destination of my pain and suffering, I've allowed my suffering to kind of take me on this journey. And I think it's a journey that I needed to take. The things we run from might be the path that we need to go down, right? Like, the things that we're running away from might be the things we need to get closer to sometimes. Because when you get a closer look at what's bothering you, when you get a closer look at the pain that's hurting you, there's just more clarity. And there's this ability to see it for what it is instead of making it this monster, instead of being so paralyzed by it. You know, the clarity makes it easier for you to deal with it. And I think that's just been such an important lesson for me. Like, I want to feel all the feelings because that's what makes me a whole human being. It's feeling everything. It's experiencing everything. In trying to constantly, you know, run away from my pain, hiding from it, trying to not feel it, it just amplifies it even more. At some point, you have to face yourself and you have to face the things that hurt you. I think it's just the cycle of life. I think it's such a uncomfortable truth, but it's such a necessary one. You know, I don't necessarily think I'm completely outside of my pain. I think there is still a way to go when it comes to having this relationship with my suffering and with my pain. I'm glad I have a relationship with it at all, and I'm glad that I've come to this realization that I no longer want to run away from the thing that makes me human, the thing that makes me imperfect, the thing that makes me vulnerable and real. This facade of constant happiness, it's not real. It's not life. The essence of life is kind of chaotic and destructive and strange and curious, and it's all of the things that are opposite to what we're looking for. I just want to chase the feelings and the things that make me feel real. I remember for such a long time, I was running away and using external validation and experiences to make me feel less pain, to almost sort of bypass the suffering. I thought, you know, you could have a negative experience, you triumph over it, and you're stronger and you're wiser and you're, you know, you're better off just not having dealt with it because you've moved on from it. But, you know, the soul knows. I think the soul keeps track of everything. And sure, maybe right now you're choosing not to deal with it, but it knows. And when the time comes, it'll just explode. And you need to feel your feelings. You need to feel them and embrace them and radically accept them, even if you don't want them there. There are gonna be times in life where you're going to have to just bite the bullet and do the hard thing and face the parts of yourself that you hate the most. And there's something really poetic about that. I just feel like I've been totally immersed in the parts of myself that I hate the most, or that I was taught to hate, right? I kind of grew up in an environment where if you were unhappy, people would just tell you to be happy. And looking back and reflecting on that, it sounds like such a simple piece of advice. Like, if you're unhappy, just be happy. And I think it's an extremely surface level of advice. It doesn't really accomplish anything. So I think for most of my life, I just kind of lived on the surface of my emotions, not really diving into them and not really accepting them or accepting myself. And so I think, you know, when you neglect your emotions and you deny yourself of your own feelings, you're inherently saying that you're also denying yourself. You're denying your authenticity. You're denying this very deep, foundational, integral part of your being every time you choose to look the other way when you're feeling something. I remember that. I remember being a child and feeling a lot of feelings, but being told not to feel at all, which was deeply counterproductive, I think, to my evolution and to my growth as a person. You know, I wish someone had told me to feel whatever it is that I'm feeling, to hold it, to make space for it, to accept it, and then to let it go. At the end of the day, we're just bundles of emotion, aren't we? Like, we're just bundles of feelings. That's what being human is. It's the ability to feel your existence, right? That's what consciousness is. That's what the five senses are. That's what sensation is. To be human means to feel your existence. Suffering is an important part of that process. That's like the greatest lesson that I've learned this year, that you can't run away from yourself. It is so inhumane to deny yourself and of your feelings. Suffering. How can we suffer well then? Well, we can start by letting ourselves suffer.